This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. The National Rifle Association said earlier this week it would make a meaningful contribution to the effort to reduce gun violence in the wake of the Sandy Hook tragedy. Today, the NRA made it clear that contribution would not be major compromise on gun laws. Instead, the group called for tougher measures against criminals, a crackdown on video game violence, and armed guards in every school in the country. NRA Executive Vice President Wayne LaPierre.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
So we wondered, how would a plan for armed security at every school work? And how much would it cost? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
The NRA is calling on Congress to appropriate whatever is necessary to put armed police officers in every school in the country. So what would be necessary? A lot of money. Mo Kennedy is head of the National Association of School Resource Officers. He says it would cost $80,000 per year for one armed school guard, counting salary, benefits, and equipment.
The training of this person, making sure they're properly equipped. You know, a lot of departments certainly provide patrol cars.
So if you wanted to put a trained armed officer in every school in the country, you'd have to plunk down almost $8 billion per year. The NRA says if there's not enough money for that, it can provide armed volunteers for schools. But volunteers also come with a cost. According to gun control expert Robert Spitzer at the State University of New York at Cortland, he says schools would need more liability insurance.
The insurance issue is a significant question, especially when it's somebody who might be a volunteer or somebody who had training once and perhaps that training therefore wouldn't have lapsed.
Some school security officials say guns are the least cost-effective option. Larry Johnson is head of security for the Grand Rapids, Michigan School District. He could have armed the district's guards but decided not to. He says counseling is more effective.
I think in the end, counseling is cheaper, and I think counseling is going to go much longer. It's going to get a bigger bang for our buck here.
And Johnson says counseling helps troubled kids become stable adults, so they're less likely to go on a shooting spree after they get out of school. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.